Can you talk a little bit about small cell and what, if anything, has come out in the last couple of years that's clinically relevant from a clinical research perspective?
I think small cell continues to be small cell. It is still the standard of care is the same, and not a great deal has changed at the present point in time. I think we need a couple oral agents in the second and third line setting because there the patient's performance status drops significantly. And if you're able to get some degree of activity with these novel compounds, and I think that some of them merit evaluation in this setting. So the class of agents which actually you will see are the BCL-2 BAX targeted compounds and the mTOR inhibitors, the APO2 trails, or some agents which cause proteolytic dysfunction or alteration.
Certainly when you compare it to non-small cell, you don't see the same patient numbers and, morbidity and mortality, but you compare it to other tumors and it's a significant tumor, yet, it doesn't seem like there's that much research going on in it.
There is research, but it is not enough. The numbers have dropped from 20% to 13%. So amongst all lung cancers, it is now about 13 to 14% are small cell lung cancer. And most of them are being treated out there in the community because the response rate with standard treatments are high enough so that these patients don't show up for research studies. And it would be difficult actually to, again, compare it to the standard regimen in the frontline setting. So we need to develop, again, some select markers for select patients in the second line and recurrent disease where we can then take it to the frontline setting. And then I think bevacizumab as a class and VEGF-targeted compounds need to be evaluated here.
Have they been?
They have been in phase 2 studies, which have not been reported as of yet.